What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those of you just joining us, we're reacting to this. Debo Samuel, Cleats and Convos with Debo Samuel podcast. Peep this. Come for the Debo, stay for the last sentence.
Kind of same thing, kind of like be your best self, and like as long as you know you left it all out there, and like win, lose, or draw, like as long as you know you gave it everything, it's like you ain't got no regrets at all.
So it sounds like you guys are pretty convinced that as long as everybody shows up, there's no doubt that you guys feel like it can be your year.
Kind of like what he said, like my eyes, like we've been on the best team in the league for a while.
We've been the best team in the league for a while, and you know, split the difference a little bit in my mind. I get why he feels that way. It's hard for 49ers to hear that right now. So I understand where Grandy's coming from. Grandy's mad at this, and I understand it. That's hard to hear. I also understand where he's coming from, where A, he's on the team, so obviously he feels that way. But B, if you think the Niners, quote, should have won each time they play the Chiefs, then somewhere in your belly, in my opinion, you think the Niners are the best team too.
Yeah, I don't see it that way, and I just look at results, and you and I have had a long battle, and we will forever as long as we're on the show together about process versus results. Mm-hmm. You're a process guy. I'm a results guy, and I look at what they've done in the last 3 years, and they're not the best team, and the last 5 years since Debo's been here, they're not the best team. You don't have the most wins. You don't have the most rings. You might have the best roster. Fine, that's subjective, but objectively, you're not the best team because the best team over a five-year period should at least win one time, and you haven't.
Although, could he argue that what his words were for a while? I don't know that that was 5 years. I don't know that it's his whole career. They're obviously a much different team under Brock Purdy than they are under Jimmy Garoppolo, and most would argue better.
Fine.
So maybe he's talking about for the last 2 years.
Okay. And even at that, they don't have the most wins and they don't have the most Super Bowls. So I would argue that you're not the best team. Now, you're among the best teams. And as a player, I'm not mad at him for thinking that because I want my players to think that. But at the same time, it does make me feel a little bit like triggered, especially now that you're injured.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know when this was recorded. That's the other thing. This hit this morning. And the timing's not great. You lost last week. You're hurt. This is not the time for the Niners receivers to be on a couch squawking about how amazing they are. Brandon, and we'll ask Greg Cosell this, but Brandon Ayuk is not separating, nor is he getting catches. Is it his fault? I don't know. Greg Cosell will help us with that. And Debo's hurt. Not the time, but this is when it got released.
Right.
Then again, it's his podcast.
Thank you. So you can control the release.
Yeah, you
realize, hey, I'm hurt and this may land in a certain way. Maybe we don't want to release it. You could have held it back, but clearly he released it. And I know he's always on the Up and Adams podcast with Kay Adams. And I thought that's where this came from, but apparently this is his own podcast. So go ahead. Your content is your own. You can release whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. I'm not clapping back at that. I just kind of disagree with the notion that they're the best team.
888-957-9570. Niner fans, when you hear Debo Samuel say, we've been the best team for a while, how does it make you feel? Miguel in Hawaii. Aloha, Miguel.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Originally from Modesto, but out here right now. But hey, just to make the point clear, so on paper, the Niners are the best team per player, talent-wise. And in theory, if you have the most talented roster, you should be the best team in the league. Everyone knows that the Niners had what it took to beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. It's just a matter of actually getting it done. Everyone was betting on the Niners to get it done. It just didn't happen. So, yes, the Niners do have the best team. They just couldn't get it done. It just wasn't their night. And a quick note on Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
I think the Rams game is going to be his come out game. Look out for that. I just think he needed a couple games to get in his groove, and then everyone's going to want to be buying his jerseys. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Miguel. I hope so. I hope somebody offensively is dynamic this weekend. We'll get to some sort of idiosyncrasies with this Niners-Rams matchup a little bit later on in the show, and obviously with Greg Cosell, who's coming up here in a little bit over a half hour. I mean, what I hear there, and some have said this on the Xfinity Mobile text line as well, something to be said for this, I think. In the NFL, the playoffs are single elimination. And so almost a little bit easier to look at a game and go, well, wait a minute. You know, even go back the year before. I walked away from the Eagles-Niners NFC Championship game not saying the Niners were better. I walked away saying, we'll never know. We'll never know because the playing field did not end up equal. And that happens sometimes because single elimination and because football and hellacious injuries all the time.
Yeah. And if you would have had Sam Darnold as your backup, you might have had a chance to still win that game.
Maybe.
So you didn't. And you had Josh Johnson and, you know, he turned out to not be the guy that you were looking for in that spot. And you ran out of quarterbacks. And so, yeah. Ultimately, it doesn't matter if the Niners were better than the Eagles or not. And I thought the Eagles were better. Steiny, I hope you're listening. I thought the Eagles were better anyway in that game where Brock Purdy's arm fell off. But it doesn't matter. And you could say the Niners have had the best team for a while. And that's great. And it's a soundbite. And we're going to play off of it. But you have to go out there and show me. The Dodgers have to go out there and win a World Series in a full season with a full playoff and everybody ready to go and play baseball. And if you don't, then it becomes a failure. And it's the same thing with any other team in any other sport, a team that has the best roster. You have to go out there and get it done when the chips are down.
Well, and he didn't even use that word. You know what I mean? Best roster. He said best team.
Fine.
And again, I want him feeling that way.
And I wonder what best team means. For me, it means best roster, but whatever. I can't put myself into Debo's head. For me, best team means best roster, best head coach, best everything.
I think
we've got the best team.
I think to him, it means we should have won.
Right.
And I agree with him.
But you didn't.
And then you get to label that however you want. You want to call that a choker? You want to call it disappointing? Do you want to call it now you're not the best team? You can call it whatever you want. I agree with him that if we're just going to like zero in on last year, I thought they were the best team. I thought they were better than the Chiefs. I still do.
But that's an interesting way to look at it because were they better than the Packers? Maybe not.
Well,
were they better than the Lions?
Were they better than the Ravens?
No, they certainly were not better than the Ravens on that night. That's to my point, Grandy, is ultimately you only have to be the best team in that game on that night in that matchup.
Sure.
And the Packers gave you a gift and the Lions gave you a couple of gifts.
Yeah, but we do this throughout the year, right? Like you've been big on what the Niners rest advantage / disadvantage is. So if we're going to bring topics like that up, that's sort of how it lands with me, which is to say, well, we're not at the same starting gate. And there are advantages and disadvantages based on rest, based on travel, based on time of game, based on injury list. All of these things happen in any given game and can affect the outcome of the game. And I don't know that that's a referendum on therefore, quote, who's the best team.
Fair, but if you want to take that to the playoffs last year, you had the rest advantage against Green Bay by a week.
Yeah.
Because Green Bay played the week before. You were the top seed. You played at home. You had a week, and you had to dig deep to win that game.
That one's hard to sort of figure. You know, like, did Green Bay outplay the Niners for more of the night than the other way around? Probably.
Yeah.
It's close. Same thing with the Lions. Like, the Lions owned a half, and then the Niners owned a half.
They did. And, you know, the Niners owned a half, and Dan Campbell kind of made it so that they were able to escape it. And then you had even rest with Kansas City on a neutral field, and you owned most of that game, and you didn't get it done.
It's sports, though, right? Like,
sports, man.
Sports.
Man.
You dropped the ball on the one. You dropped the ball on the one-yard line. Aaron Jones did it last weekend. And
that thing got punched out.
Yeah, but like a lot of people.
Shout out Mike Tyson.
You know what I mean? If we really start zeroing in, go all the way to each of these individual efforts, and how a game can swing in a large way because of these individual plays, or a ball bounces off of a helmet, for example.
Yep.
And is that a referendum on who the best team is? You know, I always respected something that Tiger Woods said years ago. He was going into the Masters, and this is the middle of the Tiger stuff now. And he's going into the Masters, and someone asked him, what's it going to take to win this week? And one of the first things he said, he goes, breaks. I need breaks. And Tiger, obviously, not only did he think he was the best, he was. You know, I mean, golf maybe is a stupid example here, but then again, there's a piece of it. Who's the best golfer is most of the time not going to win the tournament. Most of the time. Scottie Scheffler, with all of his wins, most of the time he doesn't.
Yeah, tough example because he won most of the time this year.
Right, but you know what I'm saying.
Like, totally.
He's the best. The best doesn't win every time, and golf is not like football, and football is not like baseball, like basketball, like hockey.
Basketball, the best team wins more often than any other sport.
I agree with you.
Baseball, it's a little bit, you know, based on dominance. You could have a pitcher come in and dominate, like the Giants. They won 3 World Series because they had, at times, dominant pitchers who dominated in the postseason, and it was Timmy. Little bit of Mad Bum, a lot of Mad Bum, a little bit of Matt Cain, but they had performances that were dominant that helped them in that way. Football is much more of a crapshoot, but to Debo's comment about we've had the best team for a while, well, then you need to get one of these done. And I'm, you know, I hate to be on Team Grandy, but it becomes a little bit frustrating if you're the best team and you don't win at all.
It's hard to hear. I totally agree with you. Then again, in any sport, I could give you examples. Like, for those of you who want to play this black and white, and Grandy, I'm not necessarily saying that you are, maybe a little bit, maybe not as firm as, like, for instance, most recent text that just came in, Xfinity Mobile text line 925. Dude, the best team is the team that wins it all. Stop doing mental gymnastics to convince yourself the Niners are the best. All right, so, I will do this coming up here sometime soon. I'm going to make a list in the history of championships in the major sports where somebody won it all, and there's no way in hell you think they're the best team. No way in hell. Like, upsets happen. Upsets happen, and you will not walk away being like, well, they were the best. I get where you're coming from, and you can look at it that way. I don't, and that comes down to how we want to define the word.
Right.
Let's go to Jorvell in Antioch. Hey, Jorvell, thanks for calling.
Hey, fellas, and thank you for taking my call. For our first time calling into your guys' show.
Thank you.
You guys are doing an awesome job, doing a great job. So follow me real quick. So he said, last breakdown what he said. They were the best team for a while.
Yep.
To qualify for a while, right, you have to have a team that's been to the, at least to say, the NFC Championship multiple consecutive years, which the Niners have. So you can qualify them as one of the best teams. In the Super Bowl, they were pretty much the best team up until the fourth quarter. The caveat to me is they were the best team, but they have the worst moment. They always kind of end up, something happens, whether it's Brock Purdy's arm, whether it's a muff punt, whether it's Shanahan making a bonehead decision at the for overtime. But I believe they are the best teams, but they have the worst moment.
That's an interesting way to put it. Jorvell, thank you very much. And again, Debo Samuel says on his podcast, we've been the best team for a while. Niner fans, when you hear that, how does it make you feel? 888-957-9570. Yeah, that's an interesting way to put it. And I'm kind of with you, Dibs, I think this is what Jorvell's getting at. In a way, hearing Debo say that, it frustrates you even more. Because let's say you are like me, and there's at least portions of you that agree with what Debo's saying, it becomes even more frustrating that you haven't gotten over the top.
Right.
That you haven't done it. Because you are. You should have. You are. I thought they were the best team all last year. That's why I feel like I can say that. There were days where they weren't the best team out there. Certainly on Christmas, my God, they stunk. But all year long, I'm like, you watch all the games and take in info months at a time. I think this is the best team, but they didn't do it.
But they didn't do it.
Yeah.
So you can be the best team all you want. And, you know, you go to any beauty pageant where you've got the best looking pageant contestant and she's killing it in the swimsuit and the evening gown is wonderful. And then she gets to the interview and it's like, what's the capital of North Dakota? And she says Paris. And it's like, oh boy, there goes that pageant winner. It doesn't matter if you're the best team. If you get to Super Bowl Sunday and you don't get it done,
sure,
and you have a play in the red zone where you score a touchdown and you probably will win the game, and you have a blocker go the wrong way, you get a free runner, the quarterback has no time, and a wide open Ayuk is not hit, and you settle for three, and you give Mahomes the ball, and he scores a touchdown, and you lose. So it comes down to any of these games, and we can look at last Sunday. Think about the five biggest game plays in that game, and of the five biggest plays, Minnesota won four of them. The 97-yard touchdown, the punt block. The one that I'm thinking about that the Niners actually won would be the fourth down to Juwan Jennings where Brock threw it into
beautiful
double coverage.
And gosh, that was a great throw.
But
yeah,
the majority of the big plays were won by Minnesota. So
absolutely,
it doesn't matter if you're the best team, well, if you can't win the big game.
But then again, like, they have won plenty of big games. And think about if we, you know, you mentioned the NBA where most often the best team wins. And you're absolutely right. But we do this in football often based on one game. Think about if we did that in basketball. Think about that now.
One game.
One game.
Yep.
Like the Warriors, give me the nine losses when they went 73-9. Give me who they lost to. Like, are we going to suggest, at least on that given night, that Charlotte was better than the Warriors? Or did they just win the game? And there are factors involved in that. That's why there are seasons. Like, an entire season is what determines that.
Right.
And it does become difficult in a football way. Like, no one's going to argue over the last, if you did make this about the last 2 or 5 years, it's a pretty hard argument to not say that the Chiefs are the best team. I don't know how the hell you would argue anything else. And that's what he's doing here. But I pause because the Chiefs are the best team. And in this city, we run around all day long going, they should have won both times. Well, then that sort of means to me that you think somewhere in you,
right,
that the Niners are better.
I don't think about it that way because you didn't. And you had two chances at it. And each time you had a lead and each time you didn't get it done. And I'm looking at the numbers since 2019 and the Chiefs are 65-20 in the regular year. And the Niners are 55-30.
Yeah, playing,
very good.
But you're playing different. Like, you're not
agreed,
running the same schedule.
And I would agree with you more had they not had a couple of big head-to-heads in the Super Bowl and also head-to-heads in the regular season.
Yeah, they haven't
beaten
them.
Kansas City
smacked them.
They tapped that.
Yeah.
I won't do it, Grandy.
They've only played Brock once.
You better be careful.
Like, I find these versions of the Niners get grouped and they're not the same. I don't find Shanahan's first Super Bowl team to be Shanahan's second Super Bowl team.
But they both lost.
They both lost to the same team.
Right.
Sort of.
In similar fashion.
And there's a lot of different players on both teams.
Both sides, yeah.
Yeah.
Kansas City beat with defense more in this last one than they did the first time.
No doubt. And they were a better defensive team this time around than they were the time before. Dustin in Martinez is next up. 888-957-9570. Hi, Dustin. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, guys? Of course. As soon as I heard that, I instantly thought, if you ain't first, you're last, you know? I've heard, I just felt like best team out there. I just thought, oh, yeah, best loser out there. So, you know, it's kind of like first place at losing, basically, is what I thought.
Hey, Dustin, can I ask you what you do for a living?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not racing.
Okay.
I work with utility companies. What?
Okay. Is your utility company the absolute number one in its industry?
No.
No. Okay. Do you think your company's a loser?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wow. That turned on you in a hurry.
That call went for me the same way the Super Bowl went for the Niners. Winning, 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 lost.
Yep. It's not the same in business. And
of course
that
it's
was
not.
An unfair
no, it's
parallel.
Not. No, it's not.
You put the caller into an unfair situation.
Why?
Because you could be second in business and still be a winner. You can't be second in football and still think, oh, we get a Lombardi too because we showed a profit.
Nobody's calling for Capri Suns and trophies for everybody. But I don't find, like, if you characterize the last 5 years of Niner football as Loserville, come on, man.
Not Loserville.
They're not losers.
But they're not the best team in football.
And Grandy almost broke his neck nodding when this guy said that the Super Bowl loser is the first loser. They're not losers. Like, I get it. It's frustrating as hell. And they lost the game. And it's disappointing. And it's all of these things. But you cannot characterize the last 5 years of 49er football as they're like the biggest losers. You can't do that.
Characterize it as?
Disappointing, frustrating, hell, tons of fun throughout. The journey's great. It's a really good football team. We've had this age-old debate, Dibs and I, so many times. And a great question, for example, would be, and this was kind of thrown out, would you rather be a Rams fan right now or a Niners fan for the last 5 years?
Yeah.
You get 5 years, essentially, outside of the one wonky torn ACL. You get 5 years of like, dude, you're dancing. You are always dancing, but you ain't got that thing. And the Rams, you got that thing, and then you've got 4 years of high-level Suckville. I'm taking the Niners.
They're 46-39 over the last 5 years, since 2019, the Rams.
The Rams.
So slightly above 500, mostly like 9-8, 10-7, 7-10 years,
but
a ring.
Best player always hurt.
But a ring.
Yep.
You got a bowl, and you can't include the fact that their Super Bowl did not include like a big time parade because the market that they're in is different. And we know that. And if you're in LA, the Rams are the fourth professional team behind the Raiders, USC, and LAFC soccer team. And then you get to the Rams.
Yeah. So Dodgers, Lakers, all of it.
I mean,
all
if you really want to rank it.
Sure.
I mean, UCLA men's volleyball, all the rest of it. So, yeah, it's a little different down in L.A., but if you would have taken that level of success, 46-39, and put it here, would Niner fan want that? One Lombardi in 4 years of mediocrity?
Not me.
Or this?
I understand if you say yes. Not me. I got Rams fans in the family. I'm having way more fun every Sunday than they are. Way more fun. They're 0-2, and both their receivers are on IR.
Yep.
We're having way more fun. 7.5-point favorites
in
their
building.
They're
about to get trucked at quote-unquote home.
Home, yeah.
Not to give away my pick early and fade the Dibber, now 4-2. Fade me at your own risk.
Don't jump to the Niner game. We got a Thursday Nighter tomorrow first.
Oh, and I already have the lock.
All right, beautiful.
And you know I'm going to win it.
You're hot.
Fade me at your own risk.
We're presented
you
by...
Won't.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.